Repetition and Surprise in Jungle Hooks, Advanced, Ableton Live Composition for Drum and Bass and Jungle Hook Writing. All right, let's build something that feels like Riddle Jungle, a hook that loops hard, but never feels copy-pasted. Here's the paradox you're aiming for. Repetition is the spell. Surprise is the movement inside the spell. At 174 BPM, you don't have much time to explain an idea, so your job is to make the listener recognize the hook instantly, and then keep their attention with controlled mutations. Before we touch anything, adopt this mindset. Treat the hook like a memory test. After one pass, the listener should be able to recall one thing, not 10 things, one thing. Usually it's a stab rhythm, a vocal syllable, or a very specific drum drag. Every variation you add has to either reinforce that memory or decorate around it without competing. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar. We'll break that later on purpose, but for now, this keeps your phrase decisions clean. Create a few tracks and keep it organized. A drums group with kick and snare, break chops, hats and perk, and some effects hits. Then a bass instrument track, a music track for stabs or pads, a vocal or chop track if you want, and an ear candy or FX track. Now drop locator markers at bar 1, bar 9, and bar 17. Think in phrases, not loops. Bar 1 is where your identity is introduced. Bar 9 is where you upgrade it. Bar 17 is your next section, even if you're not writing it yet. This stops you from endlessly polishing a single 2-bar loop. Step 1, build the anchor loop. This is your repetition engine. Your anchor is a bar or sometimes 2 bars that returns frequently unchanged. This is what the listener grabs onto when everything else starts moving. For jungle, the anchor is usually in the drums, and then you reinforce it with a tag like a stab or a vocal. Let's do drums first. Load a break, immense style or similar, into simpler. Put simpler in slice mode, slice by transient, and set playback to gate. Gate is important. It gives you that tight chopped articulation instead of long overlapping tails. Now sequence a 1-bar anchor pattern using the slices. Teacher note here, keep it iconic. Don't try to show off yet. You want a strong backbeat, a recognizable snare placement, and one little signature run of ghost notes or a drag that makes the bar feel like yours. If you can't recognize bar 1 instantly, nothing you do in bar 7 will save it. Here's a practical structure you can follow. Bar 1 is the anchor and you protect it. Bars 2 through 4 are variations. Bar 5 is the anchor again, or the anchor with one tiny change. And bar 8 is your fill. That's a classic 8-bar jungle memory loop. Comfort, curiosity, comfort, payoff. Now bass, the anchor concept continues. Add operator for a bass that sits right in drum and bass. Oscillator as a sign. Add oscillator B as a saw at a very low level, just enough to give bite on smaller speakers. Put a low-pass 24 dB filter on it, somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the patch, with a little drive. Write a two-note motif that repeats every bar. Think root plus a tension note, minor 7th, flat 5, tritone flavor. Keep it simple. The rhythm is what gets locked to the drums. Now sidechain it. Put a compressor on the bass. Enable sidechain and feed it from your kick and snare bus or the full drums if that's your setup. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Key idea, the bass rhythm stays constant. Later, you'll change one note, or you'll flip timbre, but you do not mess with the pocket. In advanced drum and bass, the groove is sacred. Step 2, define your surprise budget. This is how you stay musical instead of becoming the too many edits producer, where nothing feels special. The rule is one big surprise per 8 bars, and 2 to 4 micro surprises per 8 bars. Micro surprises are small, quiet, short, and reversible. They happen every 1 to 2 bars. Macro surprise is obvious and phrase ending. That's bar 8, and later bar 16. If you remember nothing else from this lesson, remember this. You're not trying to make every bar interesting. You're trying to make the listener trust the pattern, then reward that trust at the right moments. Step 3. Micro variation on drums without breaking the groove. First, velocity and timing variation. This is the invisible realism move. In your MIDI clip, keep main hits around 90 to 110 and ghost notes around 30 to 60. Then nudge a few ghost hits slightly early or late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Don't do it everywhere. Pick a couple of spots because if everything is loose, nothing is loose. If you like, bring in groove pool. Choose a swing that fits and apply it lightly, maybe 10 to 25%. Here's the advanced trick. don't necessarily keep the same groove all the way through. You can have a straight clip and a swung clip and alternate every two bars, so swing becomes a controlled event, not a permanent blur. Second, the one-note substitution rule. Every two bars, replace one slice hit with a different slice in the same rhythmic slot. Same timing, different content. The listener reads it as variation, but they never lose the grid. Protect the snare identity unless you're doing a macro event. If you destroy the backbeat randomly, your hook stops beating a hook and becomes an edit reel. Third, controlled chaos with beat repeat in parallel. Make a return track called BR Glitch. Drop beat repeat on it. Interval 1 bar. Grid 1/16th. Chance around 10 to 18%. Variation 0 to 20%. Gate 60 to 80%. Pitch at 0 for now. Now send only your break chops to that return, not the kick and snare anchor. That's crucial. If your core backbeat gets randomly captured, you get confusion instead of excitement. And then automate the send amount so it only pops up on phrase moments. Bar 4 and bar 8 are perfect places. That's what phrase aware means. The glitch is part of the structure, not a random generator you left running. Step 4. Create a hook tag that repeats predictably. In jungle, the tag is the branding. The more repetitive your tag is, the wilder your drums can be without the whole thing losing identity. Option 1 is a rave stab. Use analog or wave-eatable with two saws, slightly detuned. Short amp decay, little release. Then a simple chain, EQA to cut lows below 150, saturator with soft clip-on and 2 to 6 dB of drive, reverb short, like 0.8 to 1.5 seconds with a low cut, and then auto-filter for movement. Place the stab in a predictable slot. For example, the end of 2 every bar or every 2 bars. The specific rhythm matters more than the chord complexity. You're writing a logo, not a symphony. Option 2 is a vocal chop tag. Load a vocal into simpler slice. And here's the discipline move. Pick only 2 or 3 slices. Max, repeat the same call slice often, and answer with a different slice occasionally. That's call and response, but you're doing it with restraint. And a realism trick for stabs. Add a bit of pre-delay on the reverb. That keeps the stab punchy up front, while the tail feels like a real space behind it. Then EQ the reverb return. Roll off lows, tame any harsh top. Your stab will pop forward but still have atmosphere. Step 5. Your macro surprise. The bar 8 turnaround. This is the signature jungle move. It's where the listener goes, oh, and then the loop feels inevitable when it snaps back to bar 1. Pick one macro technique. 1, not 3. Option A. Stop time and read entry. Near bar 8 beat 4. Cut the drums for an eighth note or a quarter note. Leave a reverb tail or a vocal fragment hanging. In Ableton you can automate utility gain on the drums group for a clean, fast dip. Or you can simply delete notes in the clip, which is often the cleanest method. Add a tiny uplifter, a noise burst, filtered up with auto filter. Keep it short, think punctuation, not an entire riser. Option B, fill resample, the authentic controllable method. Create an audio track called drum resample, set input to resampling, and record 4 to 8 bars of your drums. Then chop one bar of that audio as your fill. Warp on, beats mode, tighten transients, reverse a small slice, pitch one hit, or time stretch a micro piece. The rule, it has to resolve into bar 1 cleanly. After your fill, bar 1 should hit like a downbeat, not like you fell down the stairs into it. Option C, bass turn. Keep the bass rhythm exactly the same, but change one note in bar 8 to something darker, like a tritone or a minor second. Automate saturator drive up 2 to 4 dB just for that bar. Optional subtle redux if you want a gritty tick. This is a great harmonic surprise that doesn't mess with the drum momentum. Step 6. Build hook A and hook B as a 16-bar section. Bars 1 to 8. Hook A. Establish identity. Bar 1 is your anchor drums, bass motif, and hook tag. Bars 2 to 4. Micro variations. Light ear candy. Bar 5. The anchor comes back for comfort. Bars 6 and 7. Density up slightly. An extra hat. A ghost snare. Maybe a tiny bit more air. Bar 8 is your macro surprise. Now bars 9 to 16, hook B. This is where advanced producers win. It's the same hook, but with a new skin. You're not rewriting, you're upgrading. Choose one or two dimension swaps, max. You can do a timbre swap on the bass. Duplicate the bass chain. Change filter mode, or add amp for crunch. Better yet, split the bass into sub and mid using an audio effect rack. Keep the sub clean. Mono, stable, distort and modulate only the mid-chain. Then automate the mid-chain volume for the switch. That's a massive perceived change without destroying your low end. You can do a space swap, Increase reverb send on the stab slightly in bars 13 to 16, or do a drum layer swap. Add a second break, high pass, quietly, just for fizz. One of my favorite stock moves, put auto filter on the drums group and automate a tiny high pass lift toward bar 15 and 16, like 20 Hz up to 60 or 90 Hz. It creates lift and anticipation without adding any new notes. Then when you drop it back, bar 1 feels heavier again. Also think in lanes. Lane 1 is identity, tag, snare backbeat, bass rhythm. Lane 2 is chaos, break slices, hat fizz, glitch returns, ear candy. In hook B, upgrade mostly lane 2, that way the listener never loses the hook. Step 7, ear candy that doesn't clutter. Pick 3 to 5 ear candy events across the whole 16 bars, not 50. Examples, a reversed cymbal into bar 9, a dubby delay throw on a vocal slice in bar 12, a tiny pitch drop on the fill, use stock devices, delay or echo for throws, automate feedback for a one shot and then bring it back down, grain delay for a subtle spray on a stab, mix low, frequency shifter for a tiny metallic movement on a hi-hat, but be gentle, and this is a pro habit, print decisions early. If the throw works, resample it, freeze and flatten it, put it in the arrangement like a real object. Jungle composition gets better when you stop endlessly auditioning micro-edits and start committing to punctuation. Quick sound design upgrade. On the break bus, add drum bus, light drive, transient up a touch, boom off, or very low if you already have a kick. This helps your variations speak without turning everything up. And for top-end lift, create a return track called AIR, AQ8 with a hard high pass around 4 to 8 kHz. Add gentle saturator, optional very subtle redux. Send hats and top break slices to it, and automate that send up in the last two bars of a phrase. That's how you build energy without adding new instruments. Common mistakes to avoid: changing too much too often. Fix it by protecting bar 1 and bar 5, and keeping one tag extremely repetitive. Fills that don't resolve. Fix it by listening to the impact of bar 1 after the fill. The downbeat should feel inevitable. Overglitching with beat repeat. Random isn't the same as exciting. This audio version is shortened for playback.